Good morning. Some residents of Tenerife are returning home as the fire crews work to contain a large wildfire burning on the islands. Firefighters reported that the fires began on August 15th and have burned some 37,000 acres on the largest of the Canary Islands. Over 13,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Officials have reported that around 1,000 people and 300 pets are still staying in authorised shelters, whilst most evacuees have moved to relatives' homes. Over a third of the damage is located in La Orotava through some 12 municipalities. There have been no reports of any victims or damage to homes. The fire, which has burned over 50 square miles, was contributing to unhealthy air quality in some parts of the island yesterday. Meanwhile, the T-Day Observatory, one of the most important for astronomical observation, has been narrowly saved from the forest fire. The telescopic installations are located on the volcano, the highest point on Tenerife. Nearly 60 people work day and night to protect the installations. The staff of the observatory were evacuated last Thursday. Although a final assessment has not yet been made, it cannot be ruled out that some damage may have been done to the sensitive scientific installations. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday slammed the Football Federation's chief, Luis Rubiales, for kissing a Spanish player on the lips after winning the Women's World Cup on Sunday. Sanchez said that Rubiales' actions were unacceptable and that his apologies didn't go far enough. In the aftermath, Rubiales was widely criticised by politicians. The Equality Minister, Ari Montero, said the kiss was a display of sexual violence. On Monday afternoon, Rubiales tried to quell the storm, saying he had no choice but to apologise for his mistake. The furore comes against the backdrop of a long-running feud between the Spanish football establishment and its women's players, 15 of whom wrote letters last September telling the association they were quitting the national team over the federation's approach to running it and amid a dispute with the coach Jorge Vilda. A Spanish utility company, Endesa, has won the approval from the government for its planned closure of a coal power plant in the northwest of the country, which it plans to replace with a gigawatt-scale wind farm. In a statement, the company said the Ecological Transition Ministry has approved its request to close the As Pontes coal plant, the largest of its kind in Spain. Endesa will finish using the remaining coal at the plant by the end of September, before the regional authorities in Galicia declare the plant unavailable for use. According to Endesa, the benefits the future wind farm will bring to the Galicia region include more jobs than the coal plant had, in addition to the clean energy it'll produce. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.